A long unsolved crime may soon be explained. At least that's what an FBI spokeswoman indicated this weekend, tantalizing reporters with new information about the skyjacker known as D.B. Cooper. In 1971, he hijacked an airliner over Washington State, demanded a $200,000 ransom, then jumped out of the plane with the loot and a parachute. He hasn't been seen since. As NPR's Howard Berkus reports, the FBI now claims to have a promising new lead.
D.B. Cooper was an uncommon criminal, sticking it to the man in the lingo of the times, by skyjacking an airliner full of people, claiming he had a bomb, and convincing the FBI to give him $10,020 bills and four parachutes if he let the passengers go. The exchange was made when the plane reached Seattle and it then took off for Mexico. Cooper jumped out over aerial Washington. Some of the money was found, wet and torn, but there's been no sign of Cooper. Donna Elliott runs the general store in Ariel.
Let's see, I've been here 21 years, and if I'd have been smart enough, I should have started a book of taking pictures of D.B. Cooper could be for look-alike. And I'd say there's probably been at least 20 or more.
The FBI had 1,000 leads, and some identifying evidence, including cigarette butts, fingerprints, and saliva. So imagine the excitement in Cooper country this weekend when an FBI spokeswoman told a reporter for the British paper The Telegraph that there's a fresh lead. She called it credible and promising, and it points to a new suspect never considered before. The spokeswoman did not provide details. Donna Elliott is skeptical because, as she puts it,
I mean, the government's pulled so many stinkies on us. Could this be another one? I mean, they are FBI's government.
Well, there is someone who is taking a good faith look at this new lead and trying to find out as much as he can about it. Jeffrey Gray is about to publish Skyjacker, The Hunt for D.B. Cooper, which follows 3 years of what Gray calls obsession with the case.
The forensic evidence that they have to use is incomplete. The fingerprints themselves are partial. The DNA strains that they have and have retrieved from saliva found on the hijacker's clip-on tie are also partial. It may not even be the hijackers.
So Gray was not impressed when the FBI spokeswoman said agents have and are testing an item from their new suspect, and that the source of the item is a reliable law enforcement colleague. Today, Special Agent Fred Gute provided a few more details. The new suspect is dead, he says, so no one will be brought to justice, as he put it, if the new lead pans out. And the new evidence is fingerprints. Gute acknowledges imperfections in the hijacker's prints. Agents at an FBI lab will still seek a match, but Gute says the case is not a priority matter.
It'll happen, but when, I don't know. You know, it'll certainly be below a current missing child case, current terrorism investigation, and many other things.
So it's not clear whether D.B. Cooper will be identified before the 40th anniversary of the skyjacking on our next Thanksgiving Eve. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Now some people say that he died up there somewhere in the rain and the wind. Other people say that he got away, but then his girlfriend did him in. The lawmen say if he is out there someday, they're gonna drag him in. As for me, I hope they never see D.B. Cooper.
This is NPR.